You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Song's gonna play. Great song, everybody.
Fantastic intro. There we go. It's fashionably late.
Fine. It's okay. It made its entrance.
Her mama.
Okay, we wanted to dedicate a song to like a really hot mom tonight. We won't mention, she doesn't want to be called up, but a really hot mom, and that's it.
Hi, mom.
Hi, that's all we're gonna do. And now, bring it on. Hey guys, I'm Ashley Daniels here again for Real Housewives of New York with some sexy ladies in the house. Who am I with?
Thank you very much, Ashley. I'm Stephanie McGraw, guys.
Hey, I'm Lindsay Wagner, and I'm here with my mama.
And I'm Courtney Henderson.
Yo mama or my mama?
Mom.
Are you saying she's yo mama?
Yo mama, cho mama. Yo mama. Mama.
We all have way too much. I don't know. We're all really hyper tonight. Yeah. Is anybody else feeling that in the universe? Let us know.
Steven
in the comments
too.
Section. Are you? Little boy?
It
little boy blue?
Farting. Oh my
Steven
gosh.
Looks like a little boy tonight. I'm going to call him out.
He's
looks
handsome,
adorable.
Though. He looks
no,
very
he's
cute.
Super sexy without like facial hair. I mean, with facial hair, too, but you're not as, like, badass. You're, like, more
thank
like...
Thank you, Ashley. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Just hitting on my producer,
just
you know.
Just before he got there when he was a little teenager boy.
He doesn't look but 12, you guys.
He looks like 17. Anyway. You look like I'd want to go to prom with you. Okay. You know? Okay,
I'll
cool.
take it as a compliment.
Thanks.
It was a compliment.
It was. I like it. I don't want to see facial hair for a while. It looks great. Okay. Yeah. The last splash, girls. We were scared. We don't like the sight of blood, and we got a little bit of blood, but not really. It was more like swelling.
I think we were more fearing but how the blood was going to come.
Yeah. Well, because in the preview, we just know something happens.
Right.
You know, and so we didn't know how it happens or what exactly happened, and so...
And there's fish hooks.
We all, yeah, and so as soon as we were like, oh, they're fishing?
Yep.
I don't think Ashley looked at the screen again.
I didn't. I had my head down the whole time, and I screamed every 2 seconds because I literally just pictured in my head them taking the fish thing. You know, I'm a professional fisher, obviously. And I was, you know, they go like this or whatever. And then the hook just, like, sticks into her nose or something. So I just said, forget
it. But that's not what happened.
No, that doesn't happen.
Well, yes, don't worry. But, of course, I was, like, dying. We all kind of were nervous at one point, Lindsay, mm-hmm. too. You were like, oh, yeah.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it happen.
Yeah, no,
not the fish
no.
The words
no.
were far more dramatic. As the actual, as
yes.
opposed to the action itself.
Yes.
But we will cover that in
we will.
Episode.
Yes, yes. Not to, we'll get into that in just a second. And before we even get into that, did you want to mention something today, Courtney?
I do.
Some info?
Yes. I mean, we know everybody loves The Real Housewives of New York, and we have a lot of fans of this after show. And so, you know, every week we ask you guys to go on our iTunes and rate us and support us by giving us 5 stars if you like us. Another way that you can support this show in particular, The Real Housewives of New York after show at AfterBuzz, or AfterBuzz as a whole, is watch and like some of our other shows, particularly Chasing Maria. It's actually a show about Maria Menounos and her partner, Kevin Undergaro. They started AfterBuzz, so we are so lucky to have them. It's so much fun to get to watch them and to see all of the things that are going on, you know, in their life outside of AfterBuzz, because we don't always get, you know, to be privy to what's going on outside of their hard work here with us. So go ahead and like that show. Watch the after show. Watch the show. It's on Oxygen. It's on at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays. If you can't catch it then because you're watching The Real Housewives of New York,
which of course makes sense.
You can find it. It's on demand. It's on iTunes and it's also on Amazon. So you can go ahead and watch it there. And just it's one other way you can support us in this show and all of the
yes.
shows that you love on AfterBuzz.
Yeah. Yes. Here, I love it. I definitely agree with you on everything you just said. Before we continue, though, I do want to let everybody know that we will be having Heather in from Real Housewives of New York on Thursday this week. She couldn't come in tonight because she's flying into L.A. Tomorrow. So she'll be with us Thursday for a Spotlight On segment. So it's going to be a little more one-on-one, but basically it's going to be all of us, or almost all of us. We're going to see who can make it and everything. But we're going to be here sitting with her and asking her all those juicy questions about Spanx, about... seeing what happened and what she thought of the people going to her house and all the air conditioning drama.
I think it's really great timing of her again. Yeah, we've done it again, ladies. Yeah. Because she had it was a great episode of her.
Oh, she I know. Was, it was totally. You, no, totally. It was so many was, questions for
it was her.
Her,
you know, she was hosting. It was her
a
place.
A heavy episode.
And it was a really happy, we just saw a really great girl that was just rolls with it. Whatever
she's
goes on.
So
I'm excited to meet her in person.
After the episode, you know, a few back where she kind of went ghetto, as Sonia called her, I was a little like, whoa. You know, like, I don't know people like that. And as the rest of the season has kind of unraveled, and particularly tonight, I'm like, she's like right up there, you know, one of my favorites.
She is the best. Yep. So, you know, tweet us. You can write us on YouTube and let us know if you have any questions that you would like Heather to answer. We'll call you out too if you would like. And we will be tweeting live that day as well. So if you have any last minute questions that you want to ask and they're appropriate, we will ask her. Okay. But she's really cool though. She's definitely going to be somebody that we'll want to hang out with. So
I mean, tonight we even see her take out the camera guy and she's got
no. Oh, I know. We have to make sure all of our camera people are locked safe. Okay, so beginning of the episode, we see Sonia meets with Josh. We heard about this happening last week, but obviously we didn't see it. And now we actually saw it this week. What did you guys think of that little pep talk, so to speak, that they had?
She's effing bananas.
Yeah.
Quote
delusional.
From Josh.
Delusional, yeah. And, I just felt sad. Like, every single time he would say something, it was, just like Josh said, she wasn't listening.
Yeah.
You know, like, every single time he would say something focused, she would have a reason trying to explain how she was or trying to explain why she didn't need to because she had something better going on. And it, you know, it just was one of those where it's like, oh, like, Sonia... Whatever you've been doing isn't working.
Right. It's what we've seen over the past couple of weeks from the start, and we've all mentioned it. And I think Josh sums it up when he says, you're so star-eyed, like starry-eyed, in terms of anything new comes along. She's like, oh, I want to do that, I want to do that. And Courtney, you mentioned it, you brought it up last week about how when she's really creative, and sometimes with those really creative people, they do need a business partner that's very good, not on the creative aspect, but of the business, honing in all their creative skills and says, that's great, let's just take it one thing at a time and I'm going to set up a business plan and focus. You keep the creative ideas and I handle the business. She needs that. Yeah. Josh said it straight up. She needs that.
But I think she says she has a business partner. It's just a different one for all these projects. So you don't have the one like-minded person going, hey, we're working on this now. We're going to do the diamond stuff. Or we're going to concentrate on the catering. Or we're going to do the toaster oven. One thing. But she's got business people in every single aspect of what she's planning.
But does she have actual business she manager? Or is it more like she said the China
team.
Production, she like they're more the front.
It's team or branding, see, something.
It sounds to me like she has the interns, you know, which we know she has.
Yeah.
And then she has friends that she's probably made, you know, from her married life and just her life in New York. Because anywhere that you live, you make friends and connections, especially living at, you know, the level of society that she has been fortunate enough to. You know, so she has these friends and connections that are willing to help, especially maybe knowing how public some of these financial issues are for her. And so I don't picture them being partners as much as like, oh yeah, you know, I have factories in China or Colombia, or, you know, all those places she was mentioning, and they're like, well, they're willing to help, but I mean,
but
all she really
branding.
Has to do
is that's not a person that works every day as a.
I mean, if she wants it to be like Sonia, you know, as the umbrella, and then have all these different companies and ideas and things underneath it, she needs to brand Sonia
one thing first, and then let it build and be. five different things.
Yeah. So do you think it's her optimism? Sorry. Do you think it's her optimism that kind of blinds her in a sense of reality?
I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. No, because I see. Know. Yeah. I definitely see. Like, there are exactly. She's so positive. She wants to believe and see all these good things. It's kind of like a childlike energy.
Yeah. Well, it's like that. That when I said the creative people, mm-hmm. there's amazingly really creative geniuses, but they almost are. They borderline with ADHD as well, mm-hmm. where they're just they can't. Tend to sometimes they create these ideas but they don't hold on to them or they don't fulfill it to see because another idea pops up and that's why I think it'd be great if she had a great business partner to do all that aspect
and follow
she
through.
Can keep throwing out the ideas then they put it together and actually do the business.
I want to ask you because you're and I don't want to say you know if that's okay but like you are very very educated and I don't know if a lot of people know that but you are you know extremely smart in psychology if I'm allowed to say, can I? You're a psychologist. You're licensed
in Australia.
Yeah, right.
Not here.
Psychologist. Okay, so you're a very smart woman. I don't know if a lot of people, she looks like she's 18. I'm not sure if a lot of people know our viewers and listeners. So if you, I'm not saying that she needs therapy, that Sony needs therapy, but being somebody that's accomplished a lot, what would you say would be the number one piece of advice that you would give Sonia if Sonia came to you and said, you know, I need to, like, figure out my thoughts right now and figure out a game plan. Like, what would you say to her? Would you tell her just to, like, step back, take a deep breath, take a look at her life? Like, what would be, like, the number one if you had a piece of advice for her? I'm just curious what you think because you're a smart woman.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to say anything from a psych perspective.
Okay, fine. Yeah, but I'm saying it more from being an educated
Josh,
woman.
I think he really nailed it on the spot and said, before you get into all these other plans and all the things, just bring it down, get a branding, a person who does that as their everyday living in their profession, right. And as well get a person who's in business and finance and get them to handle it. Don't try and do that. She needs to give up that part, I think, and they would do a great job. She needs to pair with someone.
Why do you think she's so anti?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you. I mean, asking all of you. You're all brilliant. All my, I love you guys. I literally listen to you all day and just...
That's kind of my question is,
I don't know.
When she had Heather before and now Josh and whoever else may be off cameras, because, you know, I'm sure at some point, because we've seen Ramona also be, you know, loving and caring and trying to help, you know, maybe off cameras and more in their personal friendship, she has also tried to, like, offer friends or people, you know, with expertise in these types of things that would help, but it doesn't seem like... I almost feel like she doesn't really know what she doesn't know.
Okay.
That makes sense?
I think she's got too much a bigger ego.
Do you think that's what it is?
Okay. Yeah, I honestly don't think she wants to listen.
Do you think that
she doesn't
want to
lose
work?
Control.
Do you think it's almost that she doesn't want to do the work and she knows that by taking on a business person, she's going to actually have to, like, there's a lot of fear involved maybe, and she knows, like, by actually doing that, it's going to take a ton of work and she's better off just saying the things are going to happen?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe she's worried about failing.
Potentially, yeah. Fear of failure.
Maybe she's worried about failing and getting this project out there and then not succeeding.
Mm. Right.
And then all of a sudden it's all on her.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And
this
way the way that she goes, she never fulfills any of them. Therefore, she's never technically failed. So she's always keeping herself at a safe distance where, I haven't finished it. None of them are finished projects.
It's not failed. It's unfinished.
Yeah.
I really do think you nailed it. I just like... I can't think of any other reason why she would...
She may not even realize that that's what she's doing.
It's definitely subconscious.
Because if she did, I think that she probably would let somebody like Josh help. Mm. You know, and kind of say, okay, I need something so that I don't lose my home, so that I don't have nowhere to go and no money to support myself. And you know, what of these has the best shot of making it? You know, help me set myself up for success. Mm-hmm. So that I can keep the life that I've worked so hard to build and maintain with all of these people and friends and family.
I almost felt like she only wants to hear what she wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she doesn't hear that, she kind of just tunes you out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some people are set in their ways, and it's not even age that does that, because there are people that can change. Yeah. I don't see her changing, though.
No.
I see her being... And she's been proactive in so many other circumstances. I mean... Hey, this is a big step. She went on a show. She filled out the paperwork. She auditioned. She went through with it. She followed up with it. She did it. Another season. So there's certain things she sticks to, but I think that this is a situation that, like you say, Lindsay, I really do think it's fear. And I, both of you, all of you
and
guys.
And I'd love to see her succeed. She does have some really great ideas. You know, so it's just, it's a matter of getting them to fruition. But she needs the help, so she's got to take a step back and go, I need to allow them to help me. You know, it's like an actress. You need to have a good agent to get you. I mean, you're not going to be able to do it all by yourself. You know, or somebody that wants to start and run a business needs people along the way to help them get that plan.
They have specialties in that particular area. She's not, you know, she wants to be good and do it all herself.
I guarantee Ramona with her wine
Didn't do it on her own.
No. Oh, God, all the housewives that have sought other
branded
ventures,
themselves with
get help from somebody
Bethany's
to get
the
that
only one that
branding
kind of
agent.
Yes, but she still was smart enough to get
but
the
that's
right people
she,
involved.
I think she's trained or has business.
She's super smart. But I mean, the other girls, they all just kind of took a lesson from Bethany, and they went. She kind of paved the way for all of them.
Yeah,
to do
really
anything
did,
they want
to
do
to brand themselves.
Oh, I know. And you know, Bravo, I believe they did not. They didn't get, now they, if you do a show, if you launch anything on a Bravo show, particularly the Real Housewives, I think you have to give a certain amount to Bravo
they
for whatever
like
the
rights
because
to a percentage.
Because Bethany, they didn't do that. Bethany got to keep all her money.
Well, they didn't know.
I know.
I didn't think
that the franchise would.
They never thought.
It
I mean,
would
so
blow like that.
Right. And dollar. It will never, there'll never be something else like that that's that big, I can imagine, that's that crazy,
well, I mean,
crazy.
She's
successful.
Got her own talk show. I mean,
I know.
Well, it was
canceled.
Well,
but it's still, anyway. You know, it's
a Skinny Girl, when they sold it off, I mean, multi-million dollars she got the purse.
She's good
but
for life.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So then we see Ramona, Kristen, Luann, and the boys, and the gay husband. Ramona's gay husband.
The Gusband.
The Gusband.
We did make a quick little short trip into Beverly Hills, Los Angeles.
Yes, I didn't feel like there was much. You guys want to talk about that? I don't know if there's anything really
It was just a break. She got up by a guy that she was set up with before she even saw him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys know? I mean, we've talked about how Carol is successful. I had no idea.
She's got West Coast, East Coast.
You know what I mean? Like, but not just a house. You know what I mean? Like, her apartment is a great apartment. I mean, that's a multi-million-dollar apartment in New York.
Oh, God.
And that house, same thing. In Beverly Hills?
In Beverly Hills.
She also doesn't have family or children.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of women her age that don't have what she has and have worked.
Of course, I know she's
and,
very
you know,
successful.
She's
like,
nice
go girl, that's
no.
all.
No, absolutely.
Whoa.
she has a great life. I mean, I think she does at least. I'd want to have her life any day. Any of them, I'll take any of them. Okay, but so we see a brief glimpse with her girlfriends at Carol's. But then we go to Ramona, Kristen, Luann, and the boys, and the Gusband at dinner. And FYI, I loved Heather's dress. We all loved Heather's dress. We got to ask her where she got it.
Love it.
The floral dress was just gorgeous.
So pretty.
She has the best dresses. Even at Luann's house back at the Hamptons a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah,
It was a kind of tie-dye looking or something. It was awesome. All right. So Ramona says at one point, why isn't Kristen putting a muzzle on his mouth, referring to Josh, because Josh starts talking about the conversation with Sonia that we just discussed. Did you guys think it was appropriate to bring this up without Sonia there? And if they brought it up, do you think it was okay to go to this level of discussing it?
I'll give it up to Luann in saying that probably not the best thing to discuss at dinner. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. She's not there to defend herself. And even though Ramona is her best friend and is clearly going to, like, defend her, not the best. I probably would have said to my husband, you know, if he started talking about that, or whoever, I would have just said, let him finish his comment and then gone, you know.
Yeah.
Let's
just hold that arm a little bit tighter.
Let's just not talk about that anymore. Yeah. But.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Lindsay. I do. I really think that there's a level where, well, I don't think she should have to, I don't think it should be Kristen that has to be responsible for it. But I do think I would definitely be the one to do that, like you did. But he should have probably known that he knows the cameras are on. Mm. I just thought it was a little...
For the husband to get involved at the dinner.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was probably frustrated that he met with her and she was very close-minded in that conversation. And he probably wanted to, you know, at least defend himself a little bit and say that, guys, just letting you know, like, I did talk to her.
I tried. Yeah.
But it's probably frustrating for him to meet somebody that is like Sonia. In that sense, it's because he's a business person who deals with these situations all the time. And for him, it's probably rare to meet somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Mm. So he's probably being more conversational, but I think it came off a little bit
It would have been better
or
coming.
Doggy, because he's
It would have been better coming from Kristen, from Josh, with a small get together with the ladies, not their husbands there.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
Agreed.
The husbands hadn't. You know, and it's hard because it's one of those where I don't feel like either of them, you know, when. Because Kristen kind of started it. She kind of brought it up first that Josh met with Sonia, and then he kind of bulldozed right on in to, you know, what happened.
Well, here's the final details.
You know, but it's one of those where I don't think that it was malicious in talking about it. No. I don't think they were trying to gossip. You know, it was just one of those where it's like. It's almost one of those where it's like you have to tell your friends, like, you can't make this stuff up. Like, this happened. You know, it's like you'll never believe what happened, you know. And maybe even a little bit because Josh has to know that these other women and even husbands know Sonia better than he does to where, like, maybe they have some insight. Now, granted, he didn't approach it that way and say, you know, what, is there anything you guys, I mean, is there a way in that I, you know, should have said something and I didn't, you know. But it is one of those where it's like, not the right time or place, but I can see where a lot of people kind of in a similar situation would have probably brought it up.
Jumped in.
In this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you're with the only other people that you know that she knows.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
But the only thing is we did know, I mean, talking with Romana there at the dinner, she was going to, you know, she's going to stand she's up
gonna-
for a bear of her.
And she's going to tell Sonia later.
And she's going to tell it. And, yeah, I mean, rightfully, she was getting a bit annoyed and frustrated and saying, okay, enough.
And I think that was more because it was Kristen and Josh than because it was Seth. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think if it had been anyone else or anyone else's husband, she would have still defended Sonia, absolutely. But it would not have been with the same, like, dagger. You know what I mean? Kind of with the same, like, oomph to it.
Right, right.
Because it, you know, it wasn't only about not hurting Sonia, it was also about, like, proving Kristen or proving Josh to be, like, the bad guy or being wrong exactly. for what they're doing, I felt like.
Right, right.
Because we heard Ramona say it two episodes ago, talking to Sonia, saying, you've done this, this, and this, but you're not finishing anything.
She had completely just agreed with Josh. She would have
exactly.
just completely
but
agreed.
It was Josh and Kristen. Mm-hmm. But I'm way excited because when Heather was like, Ramona needs to get some manners, you bring somebody to a party that wasn't invited to a couples-only dinner party, I loved Heather saying that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Just being honest.
No, absolutely.
Well, that was after not showing up. So you don't say you're not coming, and then you not only come, but then you bring people
random.
That aren't invited.
It was, I mean, it's
that
rude.
That nobody even met?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like Ramona's a little bit different this season. I don't remember her being so, I know she's always been very outspoken, and I do believe she has a good heart. I really do. I think she's, I just feel like watching her this season so far, I don't see a lot of the old Ramona that I've always loved watching. I just feel like there's a lot of anger. And I don't know. Am I wrong? I just feel like she's never been this angry.
There are parts that during the episode, I think when they did get to Heather's house, there were times that I had flashbacks from last season of her and Sonia. That was fun. And you're like, oh, I do remember that. But you're right. She, though, snaps so quickly.
Yeah.
So much. She's
That's
got
not normal
so
for
much
her.
Pain,
no,
frustration
not.
Underneath it all that just with anybody, it just feels.
It's uncomfortable to watch.
I mean, she's yelled before. I mean, what was it last season when she's like, take a Xanax? Yelling it. I mean, we know she can get
but
over the top
physical?
And loud.
Yes.
But getting physical and
That's
snapping
new.
Like the way she's doing.
I don't ever
it's
remember
coming
her
on
getting
quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's at another level where I almost don't want to watch because I just. Because I know that this is not her.
And you know why.
I know.
I mean, now.
We would assume it's because of that.
Yeah, well, true.
I mean, we don't want to.
Who really knows?
During the dinner, I couldn't help. There were a few little things when she does make the comments about, well, you do like pretty girls to Mario. And then she also said, you know, like, he was so, woohoo, they're going away. And he was so, wanted all the details. So when are they going? For how long? And to know that you
know
what we know now, you're like,
yeah,
ouch.
Makes you wonder. Yeah, I guess we'll never really know if she knew then or not. I would assume that she knew, but you know, it's hard to assume.
We're judging. We're making assumptions.
Right, we are making assumptions. All I know is I have a strong assumption that she's, and I just believe that she's different this season. There's just something about her that's a little more. There's like something just. in her that she's just comes spot. Out quick.
Well, and not only the stuff with Mario, but we know that her daughter's going to college. So this is a big transition year. Yes. She's becoming an empty nester.
Yes.
You know, and I think
that... Literally, like, husband and
well,
all.
Well, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, but it's, so it's one of those things where it's like, you know, none of us have reached that point in our lives where we're home with our husbands or a single, you know, sending our kids off to college. So it's one of those where it's like, there's no way that we could ever really know what that would feel like or what that would be like. But having conversations with my mom now, you know, from when I was the one that did that, it's definitely something that parents go through and it's a big transition for them, you know, and that's something that she's faced also. Like, she's alone. And Sonia's going through so much of her own stuff. I mean, I can't imagine that there aren't moments that where she just, even in a crowded room, is just feels so alone.
Yeah.
And that's why we're
bringing
seeing some
the
of
gay
this
husband
different.
With her, right. even to right. have an ally,
just someone. Yeah. Yeah.
And not even that, but everything gets filmed for the whole world to watch it too.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to sign up for. You take it back once you sign up. So, okay. So, transitioning into Rich Easton, the matchmaker, who sits down with Carol and Kristen. I thought this was really funny. He's asking her, well, he gives his critique on what he thinks men are like. So he says there's men that are boob women and men that are leg women. Now, if I were a man, I'd be a leg and boob woman. Why would you stop at one? I'd be like, I want legs, boobs, I want butt, I want nice eyes.
I mean, I always thought it was boobs and butts.
Me too.
So when he said boobs
and legs.
I think
boobs comes with a butt. Because I think when people have boobs, they usually have a good butt, right?
No? I would say legs and butt go together. Maybe that's what he was trying to say.
I don't know what they mean by butt, though. Because for me, like, you know, there's some people that like... butt, like, the butt has its own zip code. And there's other people like butts that just, like, the butt is just, you
Kim
know, pretty
small.
But
she's got a boogie.
Some guys are kind of the same
that.
Way with boobs. Like, not every guy.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think, you know, not Steven. Every guy loves huge right. or fake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And some guys, like, they want them big and fake.
Yeah.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
They don't even want them real and big. They want them
fake and big.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, but they're still a boob guy. Like, because it's, I mean, it's, I feel like it's, for me, like, whatever the first thing that I look at in a guy, that's what I am. You know what I mean? Like, so if the first thing you look at or notice on a girl is her boobs, you're a boob guy. Regardless of what your preference is.
So wait, when
you
look at
I mean?
A guy, what could the first thing
What's
be?
His smile.
Okay.
Dad,
that's why.
Oh, back to
so
the
that's,
shameless plug. She has a dentist. Father is a dentist.
What's
if you ever need
no, but that, but that's 1-800. Why. Like knowing, like anybody could have a great smile. Like that's something that
you're sweet. I took that to another level in my head, but I'm not going to go there.
Oh.
But yeah, okay. That was so sweet. What you
but
just
that's
said,
but that's what I mean. You know, and same with like. If a guy notices butts, then, you know, that's he's a butt guy.
Okay, I understand.
So, but
you're
I
so
just
sweet
always
and
heard.
Innocent. I love you.
I know. I agree, Courtney.
We
you
are on the air.
You're either a butt or a boobs.
That's what
legs.
I always thought it was.
Okay.
So when they said boobs and legs, I was like, oh.
Okay, so
the butt got
so they're
up.
A perfect tenant. They have boobs, butt, legs. Obviously.
Well, Carol does comment and say, as I get older, my butt gets lower. So
right.
maybe
it all gets lower.
I'm saying that
I'm
on
terrified
her.
Oh,
by the way.
She's right? Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic.
I have a real serious question for everybody.
Yeah.
Who has the best butt on The Real Housewives of New York?
Kristen.
Okay. The best butt?
Yeah. I feel like Sonia has a really good butt.
Sonia's got a rockin' bod.
Yeah,
like,
she does.
All together.
And like, I think Kristen's got the statue.
I'm just giving Kristen it because
she's totally a 10.
She's
but
a
I'm saying Heather's really... They're all really good.
They
have really good butt.
Right?
I feel like Heather's a really good butt, too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a really good look at her butt on
Oh, my
Thursday.
God.
What about we use that for fans and viewers?
Ooh. Yeah, what?
I want to know what you guys think.
There you go.
This is going to be our YouTube question for the night, and it's a serious question, and I want all the men watching to comment, and I know that you guys are
Ashley's
very
spent a lot of time thinking about these questions
respectfully,
tonight.
Please.
Okay.
Take it
permission
away,
to look at their butts.
Answer. Who has the hottest butt on Real Housewives of New York?
Yeah.
Please let us know. And I want a detailed reason because, you know, for me, I feel like Sonia because Sonia's more petite, so, like, her butt stands out more. And so that's why I like her butt the most. But, like, let me know why you like their butts because I want to know, you know, what goes through your mind.
There's
and
different
woman
preferences.
Too, please, woman, chime in. I want everybody to know. Male, woman, whatever.
Yeah.
Let me know what butt you like the best. And we'll count them all and find out who the best
guys,
one is.
We just went, like, Real House... Wives of Beverly Hills and like made it about like looks and sex with the butt question.
You know what? That's
throwing that
bravo
out there.
Bravo! No pun intended. Okay.
We took that to it. So, what do you guys think about though?
Yes.
The matchmaking Kristen's opinion of getting her a business guy.
Yes.
She's never
I
been
like
with
that.
A businessman.
I think she needs somebody that, see, she is very, to me, she comes off very conservative. She's a professional. She takes her work very serious. I think she needs a guy that's not a businessman. I would advise her to go with a guy that's a little more, it's going to get her out of her shell. It's going to make her stay out really late. I'm not to say that she's in party, but just somebody that's a little more easygoing. He's got the money, though, so she's not going to have to carry his, you know, ass financially, but that he would be the one to kind of get her to have fun and be carefree and light. That's what I would do.
But isn't that not similar to what she's kind of had? Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about the musician. She goes for those
guys that are
out there rebellious and
right, but there's a difference creative. Between, like, rebellious and creative and those people that, like, they're, like, really at that level of creativity and rebellion and maybe they're too much. I'm saying a guy that's, like, he's got a great job.
So financially, he's totally fine. What would the job be? Like, is there something that comes to mind?
Maybe real estate. Real estate. Let's see.
So when you think businessman, are you thinking like Wall Street finance guy?
I don't know.
Because I still would consider a real estate man a businessman.
Maybe like a talent agent or like somebody that works in the agency setting, like entertainment or like something where maybe like news, they do something on the news or somebody that's still business, but it's not creative.
Yeah.
That you're still thinking outside the box. You're not stuck in a cubicle with numbers all day long. Lawyers, you know, they're a lot of lawyers are very miserable. I know. I have a lot in my family. so not law. But something where they're creative, but they're making money and they're able to, you know, take care of themselves, but they're still having fun.
What about an super businessman?
I think that's why she didn't like the musician thing
because it was so much traveling.
No,
and
but
stuff.
I mean, like, get her one of the like professional baseball players. Get her a Yankee.
So she can be cheating.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, how about we get a Red Sox player?
I do like
those are the good guys.
I do like though that she said
shout out to Boston.
She likes somebody with a talent. And I think that if that's something that she's looking for, you can't just take that away then. You know?
Yeah. I just don't think a musician would be the right person.
I'm not
like
saying
they travel.
But any talent, whether it's playing an instrument, whether it's speaking, public speaking, whether it's knowing the best art, he could be a museum curator for all we know. But having some sort of talent, artsy, creative thing, and I think that's what she's looking for. She's looking for a talent, and she should not deviate from that because she'll be disappointed with the end result.
Right.
Even if he's talented in business, something that really gets him fired up about it.
Yes.
She wants to have passion of some sort.
And he has to be smart. She wants to. She is a smart woman.
She's smart. She needs someone that also challenges her, I think, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And but she's got all that schooling and all that, those
maybe a teacher. Like an NYU, like, instructor.
Like a professor?
Like a professor. Like a historian, maybe.
At the end of the day, she's got nothing to lose.
Yeah, go for it. Exactly.
I think that's fun.
Exactly. I mean, I thought it was interesting that he says, you know, some men are attracted to girly girls and some, like, the ones that can hold a conversation more. I don't know why it has to be this or that. Why can't there be, you know, and I don't think he's saying that, but I feel like men, when they're maybe filling out their forms on Match.com and stuff, that they're saying, like, girly girl only, who speaks but lets me be the man. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it's just...
Well, it's the stereotypes, you know, that pretty girls aren't smart. Yeah. And, I mean, Kristen, it's even the joke in her tagline for the show.
But as we know, she's a smart girl.
Right.
But he even said to her that she's got to go home and put on something girly. Well, what if I want to wear a t-shirt and jeans? Boyfriend I've ever had has always said, you look best in sweats with no makeup on.
Every guy
now,
says
unless
that.
They're all, are they
my
lying?
Boyfriend didn't say
but
that.
But yeah, I'm not saying that you don't.
Are they? No.
But I'm like now wondering if they all are saying that.
Are they lying to us and saying that? Or do they really enjoy the fact that we can just mellow out and still pull off that pretty girl that goes to the dance with them into a girl that can sit and watch sweats and
they have to know that you do, but they have to know that you can get dolled up and go to that dance before they like appreciate you in sweats.
Yeah, because then they kind of like
maybe that's the point he's saying. Like you can be yourself and do this, but you gotta show them that you can.
She's girly girl to me.
I agree, though.
No, I know. I'm saying, but like, I'm saying, I don't think she even comes off tomboy. Like, if anything,
I don't either.
If anything, I feel Heather would, if anybody. Yeah. Heather's like, she'll do it herself.
And
she's smart.
Even
she's
Kristen, like, a little bit. Like, there's Kristen a sporty too. Side to her.
Yeah, absolutely. That's yeah, why I mean, I like
it's
her butt.
It's just like her.
Exactly.
Knowing she's a model, I think, kind of like makes you just think girly, even if she is a little bit sporty and kind of boyish in that sense.
Who's the most girly girl on the show? Did you say Luann, maybe?
Sonia?
I don't know, Ramona?
I would almost say Ramona.
She's so like,
I mean, oh, with the hair
in this episode, that wasn't girly girly. That was just being a spoiled brat.
Yeah, well all right. Let's get into that.
We don't visit the Berkshires. We only visit the Hamptons.
Oh my gosh.
Right. That's crazy.
Pretentious. Can we talk about that now?
I want to. I want to just mention the yoga really quickly and say. Yes, the yoga. Hilarious. I loved it. There wasn't much to talk about, but them hanging.
Loved it.
And having their crotches in the air, I wish I was there. And why was everybody 15 in the yoga studio? I mean, I guess that's the most. I feel like everybody in the studio, other than them, they were like literally 15.
It would be expensive too. So how are they affording it?
I know. I don't know. But
rich kids of New York. I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, it was really funny watching all of them, and they bonded, and that was great. Mm-hmm. But let's get into the real hardcore news. Okay, so they go to the Berkshires. They're driving there. We have Luann, Sonia, and Ramona in one car, and Kristen and Carol in another. And just like in the boats, which we'll talk about later, there was such a difference in their team.
The dynamics.
Right. You have one car and the other car, and the fact that Bravo goes back and forth and it really flip-flops, it shows us just the difference between them.
Do you think Bravo helps, like, decide who sits in what car?
Knowing they plan that.
You know
that's
what
all
I mean?
Production.
Yeah,
that's
all production. You have...
My girlfriend, girlfriend was a producer on the show, and all that stuff is planned. They are putting certain people
in. I mean, and same with,
the
boat, because Carol makes it clear, being in the
really
boat with Ramona and
Sonia. Carol did not want to be in that boat.
You know what
boat.
I mean? But so
she
it's like,
the,
why
she
would you?
She drew a short straw on that one.
She was like, I was waiting for her. Like, she was like, I feel
she
like
was she was going to tip the boat.
Yeah.
Well, she almost did when she was like, screw you guys, and dove out in her shorts and everything.
I felt like Luann was going to ram that car into, a tree, because she or that deer, because she was, listening to them in the back. I can't imagine being in traffic and
having those two.
That's the moment you put music on, Luann. Put it on loud.
Headphones.
I thought they both gave
headphones with loud music.
Yeah.
Glimpse into the fun aspects, though. Luann, I thought that was fun to see her.
She's a driver or whatever.
I don't think she's that bad of a driver. I think they were doing that on purpose.
But the same to see, though, Carol and Chris, how good of a relationship they have. They really seem to, get along really well. Genuine.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Yeah. Okay, so I... Don't put it past Ramona, but when she said, I need an AC, and she called up for an AC, were any of you shocked that she ordered one?
I thought she was joking.
I didn't think she'd follow through.
You didn't think?
No. Did you really think that she was going? I did, because
takes a challenge, and she's like, oh, watch me. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Anything I put my mind to. And I'm like, oh, God, there comes an AC, guys. The AC will be delivered.
Yeah.
They're on their way. I'm guilty.
To prove a point.
Totally.
If nothing else, it's like,
I have money.
Yeah.
If you got money, I'll do it.
You can do it if you have money.
Right. I have to be
She's
in the
She's putting
Hamptons.
The bill. What does she care? Bravo's putting the bill. Who knows? Somebody's paying for it.
Mm.
It's not Heather. That would be terrible if Heather got the bill.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh, here you go, Heather.
I'm so mad.
Yeah. Okay. So they get to the house, and the first thing Ramona says is... Do you have a handyman here for my luggage? I mean...
She didn't really think there was, a butler there. She couldn't have really thought there was going to be. Is she just putting this house down on purpose?
I think she is.
I almost feel like that was kind of like the tennis shoes comment to Kristen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when it was like, do you really not know that you have, special... just kind of a throwaway, just little dig.
Jab.
Yeah, but that little dig about, is that your garage? Is at the house.
I felt like she was just being... I feel like her sense of humor sometimes comes off as being rude, but I don't think she's really being mean.
Do you think she's trying to be sarcastic? I don't think it's nice.
I think she's... I don't think so much sarcastic. I think she's just kind of being mean. No, I like that we're not agreeing about everything, because that's good, because I just don't think that she's actually... I don't think Ramona ever, for one second of her life, ever wants to make anybody feel bad. I don't. I just don't think she thinks before she talks, and sometimes she just says things, and I think it comes from a little bit of, I'm better than you, but I don't think it comes from a bad place. I think it comes from a place of insecurity.
I don't think the comments that she made about the house stuff were malicious.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's more of sarcasm. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
She's not trying to purposely hurt you, but she's trying to make you... feel insecure.
She's not. She's not crossing the line. She's walking the line,
mm-hmm.
and she's doing it on purpose.
And Heather didn't take the bait, and that's why it was awesome, because Heather just sat there and was like, "All right, let's
pass
go." She's rolling with the punches and just all that. Because in any other circumstance, I think with any of the other girls, maybe, or even Aviva, would have snapped back and maybe.
Imagine if someone had sent that to Sonia because of her financial state. That would have No? If someone made comments about it, this is a bit low.
Yeah.
You know, this is so tiny.
I don't think anybody would have.
I think I'm going to say that maybe it doesn't come from a place of insecurity. Now that I'm thinking about it, what if it comes from a place of she knows that it's like if you said that to somebody who doesn't have money, that would be cruel. But because because clearly the house, it's like telling someone that's really pretty, like, oh, you look like shit today. Like, they really do look good. So maybe it does come from a place of sarcasm. I think I changed my answer.
Yeah.
I changed my answer. I think that she did it because it's like literally the house is huge. There's tons of land and she has a beautiful, she has money. She's an entrepreneur. So maybe this was just poking fun at something that's actually, you know, it's not a bad situation. Right.
I think all of her comments and antics.
It's kind of hard to figure it out.
And going out there, it just seemed like she was a spoiled brat.
Which do you guys?
She just wants to throw in all the comments. I don't do, you know.
I don't lift this canoe.
It's not luxurious. It's not, I'm hot. And things, it's, oh, for God's sake. Put a backpack on a girl. Do what I do. Go travel the world by, you know, do rough it up. And she just doesn't. And that's fine. Not everyone is. But
right.
Just enough of the comments.
I can't figure her out. Sometimes I ponder Ramona. I know you have a good heart, Ramona. Like, I know you do. So I don't know why sometimes you make these comments.
I want to know.
And I love Heather too. I love I honestly love them all. So I don't know.
I want to know.
They all good hearts.
Do you think that, how do you think it would have been different? Because it obviously would have if Aviva had been there. Because we know she couldn't.
When Lindsay mentioned that, it was the first time I thought of Aviva.
We missed Aviva the whole episode. She wasn't in any of it.
I didn't really miss her.
Which was kind of nice.
Can you believe, can you believe that Ramona, like, legitimately accused Heather of, like, planning it maliciously when Aviva would be gone?
Yeah, of course she would.
You know what I just...
Sorry. Would you expect any less?
Yeah, exactly.
And again, Heather didn't take the bait.
You think she does it?
I don't know.
She's still on that.
I'm pondering. I'm still pondering, guys. Come back to me in 5.
But yeah, Aviva, I feel like it would have been like a whole different...
It would have
been. Maybe not. I mean, maybe she would have sat quietly like she the last episode. Thing.
That's what I was thinking. I feel like Aviva either has to be super, super, like, in the fight, involved in it, probably, you know, somewhat causing it, or stays back and watches the show. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's a middle ground. I don't.
No, and I don't think she would have been involved in it.
I also think it's so weird that Ramona sticks up for her.
I think she would have.
I don't get it. Like, I know I'm going back to last season, but, like, they were, like, arch enemies. And she said some cruel, cruel things about Ramona and Sonia. So it's just, it's hard to, like, I can actually genuinely believe that Kristen is very, very good friends with Carol and with
Heather.
Yes. I see the friendship, and I don't see them ever going against each other. Those three girls, I feel like they just have each other's backs.
Totally.
So I take it serious when they stand up for one another, but I just don't take it serious when people stand up for people that have had that many arguments.
It's like off and on and back and forth.
Okay, so we get into the house, and there's no AC. We know that. It's very hot, and, you know, instead of being... grateful, and gracious and thankful. They're just complaining, and then the AC gets delivered and solves the whole entire issue.
And the cute Sonia and Ramona together,
and Sonia's hitting on the delivery guy.
Yeah.
Getting it on the AC, whatever the ladies were doing.
They offered him some wine. Cool, he was 16, the poor kid. He's like, no, thanks. I don't really want to have any wine with you guys. I want to leave.
I don't want to drink underage on camera.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, I know. Bravo would have loved that.
Yeah.
Sonia's like, hey, cutie, whatever she said. I'm like, Sonia, pause off. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was funny, though, to watch
the whole time they separate really themselves from doing a tour, which Heather's doing, showing them the gorgeous place and everything, talking, you know. Showing them the design that she's going to do for the barn.
Yes.
And the truck.
They're having fun with the AC, whatever.
That's awesome to have a yoga studio in your backyard.
Hammock and knowing that there's a pond right down. I mean, everything. It was beautiful.
And then
great lake house.
I know, it was awesome. And they mentioned the truck. It was the 68 Bronco. So she said, did they like clean that up for her wedding or something? I didn't really understand what she was talking about. She said something like,
I didn't either.
I don't know if it was a wedding. We'll have to ask her. But it was really cool. And I actually, when she mentioned wedding, I've seen a lot of weddings now where they do a lot of pictures in front of like those types of old fashioned trucks. And they do it kind of like on the grass.
Vintage.
Yeah. So I totally pictured that. I don't know if that's what she was referring to, but. All right. So then Heather suggests, since it's so hot, let's go swim in the pond, which Lindsay mentioned and all of you mentioned. It's a lake. It's definitely not a pond. It's a big.
Yeah.
It's clean. It looks
clean. I wouldn't climb in a pond.
Yeah, ponds are just...
I probably wouldn't have climbed in that water either.
I would have. I would have jumped
in the middle of the lake. Of course, this adventure here. She would have loved it.
In the middle of the lake, maybe.
Yeah.
Not where there could have been any seaweed or leeches.
Yeah, 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 totally. Right. I just don't want. Yeah,
we're getting to be too girly.
Well, I
right
mean,
now.
I won't lie. I mean, I know they were on there sometimes. It looked cold. I mean, maybe it was just like the tone.
It was so hot though that it. Just,
no, I mean, yeah. We know it was hot, but it was just one of those like when Kristen and when they jumped in, I was just like, it looks cold.
Did it look
like,
cold?
I mean, but it's one of those things where, I mean, they're sitting in their bikini tops. They're jumping in the water. They're not going to jump in the mm-hmm. water and be complaining about AC if it's mm-hmm. cold. I mean, so it obviously wasn't. It just, you know, it's just interesting. Maybe that's just like editing with the color correcting or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think it's because it's Massachusetts, you know, my hometown. Hey.
And it's, I mean, and it's the, lake,
it's like,
I guess.
It so looks like a, yeah, it doesn't look like a tropical I mean, island.
When
that
I
you
go
might
to the lake,
into.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. it's at night, which it started to look kind of like it yeah. was, you know, mm-hmm. it's like hoodie weather. It's not yeah. bikini it's, weather.
Yeah. yeah. Well, I don't think it was too hot because none of them, other than, I mean, they, Luann didn't want to go in. And I feel like if it was that hot, the girls would have jumped in. Mm-hmm. All of them would have jumped
yeah.
in. You just wouldn't, you couldn't, you would have to jump in. You'd be so hot. But it's always cooler by the water anyway. Anyway, so they're in the boats. So we get the boat with Luann and...
They finally get them down there.
Yes. Luann, Heather, Kristen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the...
The pairings?
Yes, the pairings. Because we know now that that's obviously...
I mean, I felt like
producers.
It was pretty good pairing other than... Carol. I mean, but it's like...
Who else was going
to
ride?
You yeah. really think, yeah, one of the other girls had to be in there, and could I feel like Luann. Carol was probably the... Well, yeah, Luann could have gone either
Luann
way.
Luann spent the whole entire episode yeah.
with
right. the with two
them,
of them.
So she probably wanted some...
Yeah. 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 You know, that actually, I was thinking about that, but that was actually, it's like, if you're going to put me in the canoe with them, then I get to ride with Kristen to get
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, or like vice versa. Luann's like, I just sat in the car with them. I'm not getting in a canoe with them.
That's
not going
to
happen.
So much crap to Heather. You know. Heather wasn't going to really ride in the canoe with them.
Right.
At least Carol would be quiet and be
which
like,
maybe
right,
it should have been Heather. Only because
host,
it's like,
yes.
yeah, because it's her yeah. thing. And, you know, if nobody else really wants to deal with the antics, then that's kind of your job as
mm-hmm.
the host.
To be the buffer.
I couldn't believe it, though. Literally at the moment, Ramona is talking about the situation. So yeah. Ramona starts telling Sonia everything that Josh said at that dinner about Sonia.
And Carol's just sitting there trying to fish.
I couldn't believe it.
I loved
it.
She was so into fishing.
She really was. I really
I
think
love
that Carol...
Her that.
Distraction.
Caught a fish, yeah.
I just felt like at those moments we saw glimpses of Carol... trying to be a team sport, like just saying, mm-hmm. okay, Bravo, you put me here, I'm going to do what I have to do, but I'm not going to
yeah.
engage in this conversation.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because
but Sonia was even reflecting it. Like,
well,
and
yeah.
Sonia stayed pretty quiet.
Partially.
I mean,
it was strange. Unless Sonia, I don't think Sonia knew that they were listening, but it was weird because I feel like
I don't think any of them did.
But mm-hmm. why would Sonia mm-hmm. not say anything? Usually she's very verbal in situations where she finds
probably
out someone's
taking it all in.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, because this is the first time that she's learning that any of this was said about
and
her.
And mm-hmm. her and Ramona are already, remember, on a little bit of shaky ground, even though we see that camaraderie between them, which we know and love, mm-hmm. they're still not perfect. So I'm sure Sonia's a little bit like, okay, Ramona's exaggerating.
Yeah.
We know
yeah.
the side of her. Let's listen to all of it. I'm going to take it all in. Remember, Sonia does like Kristen, too.
Right, and she did say
so
later on.
She doesn't have any base about Kristen, mm-hmm. exactly. So
right, and she did say later on, you threw her under the bus, she says to Ramona. Or you threw Josh under
yeah.
the bus. So obviously she did feel like this was a very, very gossipy and dramatic at that point. So then we see Heather swims over, and she's listening to what they're saying, and Kristen comes over, and this is where, I don't know who wants to recap this part, because I had my eyes shut, although I was told by them what happened. This is the part I was screaming and scared. I really thought that there was going to be a fish hook coming out of Kristen's nose or something. But what did you guys think? Did you, when you saw that part, sorry, technical difficulty, we'll be honest with you guys.
Thank
it's
you.
All set.
There we
okay.
Go.
Thank you, Steven.
That was me. Sorry, guys.
All right. Who wants to reenact the scene? Not physically, but
yeah, no, yeah. not physically.
I'm shocked still, honestly.
I think that Kristen did the best thing she could. Okay, we're in the water; everybody's hot. Splash them. But after what happened last week, probably wasn't the smartest decision because she knew Ramona wasn't going to like it, and gets the wine thrown on her again. But the glass.
Yep.
That's violent with an object.
But then after the glass, then also gets...
She was going to come after her with the oar, too.
The
she
oar,
said,
and
stay
then
away.
Goes the oar. It's like, whoa, did you not just...
Yeah.
And didn't she say after that, I did it on purpose to her? She yelled, I did it on purpose.
Well, she
guys,
calls,
I thought she said, you
she,
did it.
Oh, I thought she said, I did it on purpose.
She calls
okay.
her effing, you know.
F.
She does.
Stuff like
that a
bunch
of times.
Continually throws, you know, profanity.
Yeah.
think we've got to wrap it up.
Yeah, I guess
on
so.
On that note.
I guess. Way to let us know. Whoops. All right. So basically that was... Okay, so that was the end anyway, but...
We saw the lip. It's a bit of blood. She went straight to Luann. Mm-hmm. She said, look, it's really swollen, Kristen. Like, could I get infected? This type of water? Mm-hmm. I mean...
And Sonia and Ramona are off and leaving.
Yeah. Well, Ramona's out of the canoe. They're off.
Ramona regrets it, though. She says, I regret. I shouldn't have done that.
But no one pushes me. You know, this is what happens when you push me.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't feel like she regretted it. I felt like she knew that that wasn't the right thing to do, but it didn't seem like she was sorry yet that she'd done it.
She's just showing.
I think
like,
she
when
is.
They were,
this
well,
is what happens
maybe
when
now,
you
but
me.
Not when they were getting in the car. And I mean, she was like 100% defending her action.
Well, I know, but I think that was coming out of a place of fear because she knew that she was wrong and she had to, she's got his cameras on her.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't immediately be like, I feel like she would feel like she looks weak if she just starts regretting her, you know, decision that quickly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just found it really. I'm pondering Ramona
again. Last minute predictions? Anybody?
Next week? What are you guys thinking?
I just think that's not over. I mean,
yeah. I feel like
more
Kristen
and Ramona.
Yeah, Kristen and Ramona are going to have it out.
Ramona looks like she lies to a few people, actually, Sonia included.
Yeah, that's right.
She leaves. I think it gets so bad she does leave and goes and disappoints everyone.
This music abandons.
Well, maybe we can get some insight on Thursday from Heather.
What's going to happen?
Oh, my gosh. I know. Well, you know, Heather was a great host for her house and for trying to get people comfortable and everything. And so I do feel bad that she had to deal with that situation. I wonder what will happen. I'm sure we'll see. You know, next
Absolutely.
Week. Absolutely. So, yeah. Where can we find you guys?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at COUHEN.
And you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner, my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com, and AfterVis for Supernatural.
And guys, you can find me on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook at Stephanie McGrath, McGrath, host, and on Twitter at Host McGrath.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you Thursday for Spotlight On with Heather, and we'll see you Tuesday as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
But I knew he was like,
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only.
Yeah. I just knew we had to.
The views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.